Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A shout out and a salute to everybody that works. You make this country great. Oh, sorry, I'm getting extremist. I shouldn't talk about making America great again with the hard work.
How
of
dare you?
Well, if you ask me where I come, all those Americans out there hard at work today.
Here's what I tell everyone.
How dare you make America great again? What's with you?
Love them, love them, love them.
Dear Greece. Extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Back on What's On Your Mind for a Friday edition heading into Labor Day weekend. What was your first job? First ever job. Gainful employment.
Paperboy.
That's a good one.
Yep. Yep. 3 years.
I did that delivery.
In the winter.
Wow.
And I had the Sunday route, too. That was fun.
Uphill both ways.
Because Sunday you had to get to the rendezvous early where they dropped all the bundles, and you had to put all the flyers into the Sunday Tribune.
Ugh.
Yep.
Yeah, and the call. I hated it.
My first official paying job was talking on the radio.
That's right.
12 years old.
Yep.
KDMA, Montevideo, Minnesota. But I also bused tables at Country Kitchen and worked at a turkey farm for a bit.
There you go.
A buddy talked me into that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awful.
All solid young person jobs.
Yeah. I didn't like the turkey farm much. My buddy talked me into it, and I'm like, what? Yeah, this is not fun. These turkeys are scratching the living daylights out of me.
That's what I found out with the construction world, too. My dad, between 10th and 11th grade, was my first summer working construction. Like, okay, this is not for me.
How about you, Todd? Your first job, Todd, was what?
You know the old World War II searchlights that they used to use for advertising?
Sure.
Used to run those.
You did? That'd be a fun
that
first
was
job.
Huge. Everybody kept thinking we're looking for UFOs and stuff. That's what you find
Where's
out.
Batman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But so that was very cool. Helped move that company into a new place, which got torched in the Lake Street riots. So now it's a flat piece of land again. Sorry to be Debbie Downer on that one.
What was your first job, friends? I want to know. You tell me your first job as we head into Labor Day weekend. And you can call us, 701-271-1100. That's the number you want to call today because we're having some issues with our main control area there with the telephone numbers. So we'll go 271-1100 today.
I have a question, too.
Still getting your text, 701-237-1590. What was your first job?
If I may ask mine, too.
Yes.
What exactly are the threats to our democracy that conservatives are? That's all we heard last night. These MAGA Republicans, they're a threat to our democracy. They're the soul of America, and all that.
Well, there was a laundry list. One, if you're pro-life, if you stand up for you know. Half of America is.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So right. Yeah.
Well, I don't.
Pro-life really is one.
That okay.
If you want a secure border, you're nuts. You're crazy.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you don't like freedom.
Those don't sound like threats to democracy. Okay, go ahead.
If you're Republican/conservative and you have questions about the lack of election integrity,
mm-hmm.
then you are an election denier. Now, if you're
a big threat there.
If you're a Democrat and call the election fraudulent, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've got 10 minutes of audio of every kind of Democrat questioning the 2016 election.
Yep. I remember it. It wasn't that long ago.
Hillary, quote, the election was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So this speech last night was totally unserious. It's one of the reasons I'm leading with the more important question.
Energy independence, would that be a threat to the to democracy, oh, too, if I want that.
Absolutely.
That. Okay, yep. A thriving market and economy, that would be a threat?
Yep. Lowering taxes.
Right. Economy.
Smaller government, would that be a threat?
Lowering taxes for everyone, smaller government, yes.
Well, I want the government out of classrooms.
How about the woke military?
Yeah, I'd like to stop.
If you don't like a woke military, you're extreme, I guess.
Yeah, I'd like that to stop. That's a threat. All right.
Yep, that's a threat. By the way,
there's some serious threats here.
I was reading last night a little bit about the rise of wokeness in the military. I you know, there's so many things so wrong with America right now under this administration and what they have done. It's easy to lose track of them. Let me give you one example. We mentioned securing the border being an important tenet. By the way, I am I'm a proud MAGA Republican for the list you just sounded off, Kevin.
My point. Exactly.
Well, what about that is extreme?
Nothing.
Or threatening.
That's entire point.
Threat to the country.
That's why all of this is nonsense. None of that is a threat.
So here's the deal. First of all, the speech was completely unserious. It is not designed to get one more vote that they weren't already going to get. It is trying to stop the bleeding, basically. Maybe that's why they had that creepy red background.
How about that?
Made him look like he was, missing a couple of horns or something. I don't know. It was just weird. It was weird. The way and then two Marines standing there who you could tell would just as soon be, getting a root canal than standing there having to stand up and pretend for him.
And then listen to the audience just in this quick clip.
Light is now visible.
Light is visible.
But listen to the audience there.
Light is now visible.
Kind of, it's a black light.
There's eight people.
There. Well, there's eight people, and they are really trying hard. They're like, yeah!
Light is now visible.
Yeah.
You kind of push as fast as me, and it'll sound like three people.
Studio here.
They had to talk louder than the guy across the street going, F Joe Biden!
Exactly.
then they let up the sirens and everything else. But here's what I want to say. The speech was totally unserious. I think John Kennedy nailed it best. We'll give you this summary of the speech, and then I'm done with it. We'll talk to Senator Cramer about it, obviously, and spend some time trying to unpack this. But I just don't. I'll talk about anything you want to talk about. This show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. So if there's areas of this you want to respond to, fine. I thought the open phone time would be more worthy of talking about people that are working for a living. They're out there getting it done. That's the best of America. People that just don't play this game. This speech was completely unserious. There was nothing in it. It's so easily taken down straw by straw. It's sort of the straw man argument. It really is. It's unserious. It's unserious. And here's, in all honesty, what it's designed to do. Not to gain more votes. Not to persuade somebody to come from this camp to my camp. That's not going to happen with that speech. Won't happen. What that was we're in total free fall here. We have a large percentage of Democrats that don't want Joe Biden to run again. A large percentage of Democrats who think the country's going the wrong direction. And so this is about stopping the bleeding. And Joe figures if he yells a little louder, and he throws out some extreme rhetoric, which is, by the way, a complete contradiction of things he said not all that long ago. On the campaign trail in October 2020, he said this compared to what he said last week.
Instead of treating each other's party as the opposition, we treat them as the enemy. This must end. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans have made their choice to go backwards. Full of anger, violence, hate, and division. Instead of treating each other's party as the opposition, we treat them as the enemy. This must end.
What happened to that? Where'd that Joe go?
It's the wind is blowing out of the south today, so it changes.
Who's first up?
You mentioned Kennedy.
The President Biden we saw last night was really every inch Joe Biden, the politician. His speech was a very cynical attempt to fill our heads with stupid.
You love
so
that
true.
Guy.
Let's go to Todd, a different Todd, on the phone lines here. What's on your mind, Todd?
Hi.
Hi.
I was just going to tell you. I drive a truck all over the state of North Dakota every day.
God bless you.
I drive a lot of two-lane highways, I got just a comment on the farmers. I don't have enough against farmers. I grew up on a farm, but anyway, when you're on a two-lane highway and they're driving a tractor, the farmers, or a truck or something, for some reason, the kids and the adults, when you're going to, they're going slow, you know, like 10 miles an hour on a tractor, when they're coming close to a turnoff, like in a gravel road or a prairie road, and they're going to turn onto that, well, you don't know that when you're following them. Most of them will pull into the passing lane right before they get there. So the car coming up behind them, they see them real slow, and you're coming up behind them, so you go into that passing lane to pass them. They'll crank it into that lane. Well, you can rear end them so easy. You got to crank it to the right real quick when you rear end them. I just wanted the farmers to realize that they might be trying to save you time so you don't have to sit and wait for them. They're going to cause a huge accident. Two times now, I'm almost rear-ended them when they did that because they cranked it over in the lane right in front of you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've seen it before.
It does happen.
Maybe somebody listening is going to go, you know what? Todd has a good point, so I'll be careful with that. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate the call. Joe, when we come back, 271-1100 or text us 237-1590.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios.
Freedom Matters USA, all excited to bring in Candace Owens to North Dakota. Love to see patriots from all over. Telling you, this is one that's going to fill your bucket. This is how you deal with the insanity we're living through right now of inflation. gas prices and food prices and an anniversary of Afghanistan and that nightmare. And do you see the education?
Oh, the reading numbers?
Disastrous report.
Oh, it's terrible.
You know, you want to fill your bucket. Candace Owens will do that. So come on from all over North Dakota. That is 2 weeks away from last night. September 15th, Thursday, Bismarck Event Center. Tickets at freedommattersusa.com. Somebody said to me yesterday, I missed the reserve seating. They sold out. And I did some checking. They haven't quite sold out on reserve seating. There are still reserve seats available and plenty of general admission seats available, which start at $20. VIP packages available, too. So check it all out at freedommattersusa.com. Todd, I'm sorry, Joe. Joe's next at 271-1100. 271-1100. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, we conservatives, Republicans, MAGA, whatever you want to call us, we're not threats to democracy, but we are certainly, by now, threats to Democrats because they have crossed too many lines, too many red lines. Our children, our individual liberties, mainly our children, our the lives of our loved ones, every, you name a line, red line, they've crossed it, and there is no turning the other cheek anymore, and there is no forgiving these trespasses. So, yeah, call me a threat. Call me a threat to Democrats. Not threat to democracy? Hell no. Threat to Democrats? Damn right.
We said that this morning. This wasn't a threat to the democracy. It's a threat to their way of life, to the swamp, is what it's a threat to.
That's well said. I mean, it is, and again, that's why I hesitate to even consider this speech serious. You know, it really was. You want to talk about the soul of America, 7-point drop in math scores right now, 5-point drop in reading scores right now. You know, there's a threat to America, our education system.
What about the Philistines like David did, the Samson and them bugs? You don't see Philistines anymore. David had enough of them. The soul of America is like on fire right now, and there ain't no going back. There ain't no forgiving. There ain't no going along to get along anymore. It's impossible. Too many red lines have been crossed.
Stand up for what you believe in. If it's extreme to be pro-life, call me extreme.
Right.
Happy
yeah.
to have it. And, you know, mega Republican to be concerned about securing the border, I'm mega.
Crazy on that energy independence. Yeah. I know it's extreme, but I'm going to go there.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Others, welcome at 271-1100. Still want to know your first job, too. Just kind of curious. Your first job. It is, after all, Labor Day weekend. Saluting all those people that work and make America great. Okay? 800. No, I'm going to give you this number today because we have one telephone number. 701-271-1100. Bottom of the hour, we're going to meet a member of the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard that is trying desperately to wage a common sense battle for infrastructure at the Fargo National Cemetery. This is North Dakota's National Cemetery. It happens to be by Harwood. And running into roadblock after roadblock against the VA. What the heck is going on? We'll find out. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour as well on the program today. Leanne Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Leanne. Oh, I'm sorry, Deanne.
I don't know if that's
yep, Deanne
from
yep.
Bismarck
Go
is
ahead.
Where I'm calling from.
Go
so
ahead, Deanne.
My first job, I was a waitress at Gladys's Place in Minot, which I could walk to work when I was 14, and I made it about a couple days, and that wasn't for me. And then I was a gas station clerk for quite a few years.
Wow. Why wasn't the waitressing for you just too much?
There's a lot of pressure.
There is, right?
A lot of pressure.
You don't want the customer.
Respect to the waitresses.
You don't want the
I couldn't do it.
You don't want the customers mad. It doesn't come out fast enough. They're grumbling. You're running around. Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's one tough job. That's pretty cool. That's great. Thank you, Deanne. Appreciate the call. Your first job. Let us know what it was today. If you want to talk about that rather than creepy Joe Biden's speech last night. Kevin in Ashley, Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, I'm calling from Ashley, North Dakota.
Oh, North Dakota. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's not a problem. My first job was working at a sales barn in South Dakota.
Did you say a sales barn?
Yep, where they sell cattle and stuff.
Yeah.
That was my first job, and I really enjoyed it.
I'll bet. How old were you?
I was 17.
That's awesome. What do you do now?
I work at the grocery store here in town, and I work up at the medical center part-time.
Gosh, good for you. Good for you.
Working two jobs.
Love
it. Plus, I'm drawing my retirement out of the military.
Well, thank you for your service, and thanks for sharing that story. Love it. Shout out to everybody in Ashley, North Dakota today. Let's go to Custer, South Dakota. Muff, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning. Have you read McFoolish's column today?
No, and we don't really like to use the platform of the most listened to radio station, radio program in the Northern Plains to talk about more foolishness. We got enough with Joe Biden last night.
Well, I have had enough of people trying to tell me that the student loan forgiveness is the same thing as PPP payments, which is absolutely stupid.
Isn't it, though?
Those payments were to try to make people whole, but the government had caused to lose their jobs because they shut down businesses because Fauci and the scarf lady told them they should.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no equivalency between that and forgiving student loan payments that these people signed a legally binding contract saying they should pay them back. Where do these people get this idea?
Well, these are Biden apologists, and they have to do everything in their power to try and save a sinking ship. Again, that's what last night's speech was about as well. And so, yeah, you just draw the same thing they're saying about farm payments. You know, I mean,
you have no business saying you think this is a bad idea. But what in the world? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I'm with you 100%. Whoever it is that's saying that. Alan in Jamestown, let's go to you next year on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, my first job was growing up on a farm, taking care of cattle, and putting up a lot of hay. And then four of us decided to put together a crew, and we put up steel bins one summer. That was a tough summer.
I bet.
You sweat at all during any of that, Alan?
Oh, yeah, lots.
All right. That's America. I love it. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience waiting. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood. Some meatloaf on MP Avenue. Got the tater tot hot dish in Glendon today, Kev. Go for it. Swedish meatballs on 45th. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Either beef and noodles or fried chicken. Valley City. Tater tot hot dish there as well. And fish and fries. Just tell them Scott sent you. To PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Simple as that. Call us at 271-1100 today on the program. Text us 701-237-1590. We'll continue with more after this.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations Nuclear Agency chief says his experts are staying put after they reached Europe's biggest nuclear power plant Thursday in the middle of a war. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for bombs exploding near the multi-reactor facility. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on CNN admitted it's alarming but not surprising that young students are struggling big time with math and reading in America's public schools.
That is very alarming. It's disturbing, but it's not surprising, keeping in mind a year and a half ago,
over half of our schools were not open for full-time learning. The first thing we did when we got in is ensure that our schools are open for in-person learning.
Extreme heat temperatures will dominate the southwest and western United States for the next 4 to 5 days. Always take water with you when traveling the area. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
On your mind. Texter says Biden's speech last night was the greatest Chris Wallace ever heard. I hope that isn't true. I hope he didn't actually say that. But
hey, Brian Williams wrote it.
Yeah, there you go.
Remember him?
We're asking about your first job, too, as we head into Labor Day weekend here. This one says 13 years old. This is a dandy. Concession stand at a drive-in movie theater. How great would that be? 13 and you're at the movie theater, and I love it. Another says they planted trees for a nursery. Another one says, busboy, Apple Creek Country Club, Bismarck, 1986. Hope there were some good tips involved there. Here's another. First job was bussing tables at Mr. Steak. Worst job was washing bedpans.
I worked at Mr. Steak. I worked at Mr. Steak. We got a couple of Mr. Steaks here. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Second job.
I love it. All right, let's get a couple calls in here before we get our guest in. Terry on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, first job was helping my grandfather make hay at the age of six. And never really got away from the farm until he retired. But, yeah, we used to milk 33 cows by hand. Yeah, it was fun.
So how exactly did you make hay?
Define fun.
And define make hay, I looked at.
Well, you're haying out there. You got to cut it down, rake it up, either bale it or stack it.
What's the toughest part of that whole job? Is loading those bales?
Stacking bales.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Those big hooks, big hand hooks, yeah.
Some of those bales weighed 110 pounds. I was in the sixth grade when I was throwing those things around.
Ace, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Good story.
But now, on the other day you had about that CRT, and Kirsten Baszler doesn't have any authority to enforce the law or however it works. What about Governor Doug Burgum? Sign something and put the kibosh to this crap. I mean, the states made the federal government. We can tell them to go on a, you know, rolling donut, whatever.
Yeah. No, I don't know, honestly, what the level of executive authority would be there, but lean into it. There's a good idea, good advice for the governor. Appreciate that very much. Let's get one more call in here before we go to our guest, Don in La Porte, Minnesota. Go ahead, Don. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I just want to just...
You there, Don?
Hold on now. How about that?
A little better.
There we go.
Let's break it up a little bit.
There we go. Hey, I just want to say something about Kevin. He and I go back a little ways, and I want to just say what a blessing it is for him to have something that he loves that he's able to do as his work.
That's true. I think we'd all feel that way.
Doesn't say it's true of all of us. Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't feel like work coming in here chatting with the good folks of the Northern Plains.
Checks in the mail, Don. It's that. It's that.
So Don and I do. One of my first jobs was when I was 10 years old. I learned how to use one of those wind-up cash registers where you hit all the keys and then the total pops up in the little window.
Yep. Yeah.
I had to make change, ring up the groceries that people bought back when I was 10 years old.
There you go. 10, and you're making change. Impressive.
Actually, having to make change, too. Kids today cannot do that. No. They cannot do that.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Thanks a bunch for the call. Appreciate it, Don. Others welcome as we continue throughout the program here today. I want to tell you about a story you may or may not have heard about that is with North Dakota's National Cemetery. We have a National Cemetery in North Dakota, fairly new. It's an extension of the Arlington National Cemetery. It's North Dakota's version of that. It happens to be by Harwood, North Dakota. And a group of volunteers have been working very hard to enhance the experience for people who are blessed enough to be able to have their final resting place be this National Cemetery in North Dakota. And to tell us a little bit about the story and the battle, why it's a battle, I have no idea. A Memorial Honor Guard spokesperson, Tom Krabenhoff, is with us today on the program. Tom, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good, Scott. Thanks for having me into this lovely studio you have here. This is amazing.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
This cemetery is a blessing for North Dakota to have, no doubt about it.
It is. We're very grateful to have the cemetery. It's our Arlington National Cemetery of North Dakota.
And what are the requirements for burial there?
To be a veteran, and veterans' definitions, 179 days of consecutive service, I believe it is, but to serve, you know, so I don't know the specific requirements. But there's a lot of different things I've seen. I've seen husbands and wives buried out there together. Wow. And everything, which is really cool that they do that kind of thing. So I've seen many different burials out there. So I'm sure there's a wide swath of qualifications that allows you to be buried there.
What is beautiful about it is that sort of prairie setting to it. In a rather flat area of the valley. But that also is what makes it most challenging, because it's lacking a few things. What doesn't it have?
It doesn't have basic facilities, and it is very peaceful and serene, and it's a very calming, soothing environment. But it doesn't have a lot of the basic facilities like running water and bathrooms, and wind wall would be nice too for the services and everything. And some of those plans are in place, but. Our first opposition came in with the introduction of a potential vault toilet out there. To me, a vault toilet is a fancy name for an outhouse, which the only difference is an outhouse is just a straight hole, and a vault toilet is a hole with a vessel to hold the human waste in. And we oppose that very vehemently.
This is what the VA wanted to put in?
Yes.
At a national cemetery?
Yes.
So, again, you have a funeral, you have a large gathering. You could be in the dead of winter, to the extent that you're still able to hold a funeral out there, or in a windstorm or whatever, right?
Yes.
Blazing heat, and you're trying to have a funeral. You want a place to stage the family and everything else before you go to the actual burial site.
Yes, exactly. And that's why the United Patriotic Bodies and the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard and basically the whole community has rallied around us to build this private use shelter. Out there, and we want a private use shelter and building that, you know, the families can come out there and they can have more time than the 20 minutes, you know, that the VA allots for their burials out there. So they can gather, they can do a 24-hour wake. You know, we want to make if the Native Americans want to have a ceremony out there, you know, they can hold that out there as well, and the families can meet and greet out there and have bathrooms with running water and heat and air conditioning and all those facilities that aren't provided for now.
What would that cost?
The cost on that, and Todd Mitzel's got a better handle on that than I do, but I think
Icon Architects.
Yes, yep. And I believe it's $2 million to $3 million what we're looking at, and that's including a small museum there with some of the North Dakota and Minnesota history that we have, and it's a very deep history.
And how would you propose that that's paid for?
Well, we are out there diligently raising money privately, and we're not asking for any state or federal money, and we've been very successful with these efforts, and the community and everybody has just been behind this. It's been really overwhelming, and we haven't been at this fundraising very long, and we've been very successful, and you know, that's what we want to do. We're doing all kinds of various, you know, motorcycle runs. We got a pro wrestling event coming up, silent auctions. I mean, we've done the gamut of fundraising.
And what kind of reaction have you had from the VA about this volunteer effort to raise the money and to have the infrastructure? How is that being received by the VA?
Well, I have to preface by saying, you know, we're very happy with the VA, you know, the health care that we're provided and the benefits and everything. So it's more just a couple of mid and upper level bureaucrats that are interjecting themselves, and they're interjecting themselves very strongly. And the loudest proponent we had for this vault toilet or outhouse has been Jason Hicks. He's our duly elected commander of the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard. And he's been our commander, and he's been, you know, very vocal in his opposition to this vault toilet. And they suspended him. And how the government can suspend a volunteer, you know, is beyond, you know, my comprehension to understand. But he was suspended.
A bureaucrat.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes, he was suspended.
And are they giving a reason for that?
Well, it's you know, the reasons are just a myriad. We haven't seen anything, and I seen something that said, you know, you're mean and you're bad and everything. And it was drawn, and the weird thing about it is a letter that I seen, it was drawn up in Fargo letterhead, but it was signed by somebody in Fort Snelling. So how does that work? You know, so I mean, you know, was this generated in Fargo or was it generated in Minneapolis? So, you know, it's really difficult to discern what they have, and there's no evidence of anything. We've released, you know, these alleged emails or whatever that are bullying and harassing. You know, they were sent out by a state representative that's making these accusations, and we released them to the media. Jay Thomas read them over and over, and there's absolutely nothing there. And there's no basis for this other than his very vocal opposition to the vault toilet.
So they're choosing your volunteers.
Well, yes, that's where we've had a serious bone of contention, is we had a recent exchange, and there was an open house at the cemetery on July 27th, and there was a meeting held afterwards, which the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard was not invited, but there were state officials there. Lonnie Wongan was there, the North Dakota Veterans Affairs Commissioner. Brandy Pyle was there, a representative from Hovind's office, and a lot of people from the VA were there, but nobody from the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard was there. So the actual people that fold the flag and, you know, bestow the honors upon the veterans and for their families were not invited to this event. And in the interest of fairness, I was invited 5 minutes before it started, but I had other commitments. But most people were invited in the morning.
I was going to say, that's not much of an invite.
Exactly.
Yeah, 5 minutes before. By the way, that's sort of like checking the box. You're invited.
Yeah, exactly, and everything. And it did say in the email that I was invited, but I declined. But he didn't say I invited him at 5 minutes to five before it started. And, you know, and I had a family baseball game to get to.
I want to talk a little bit about how this comes to a resolution, what you're asking of the VA. And, again, it sounds to me like you're saying, just let us raise the money. But hold tight, if you would, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. I want to tell you, folks, if you've considered going back to school to advance your education and career, now is the time to act. The University of Mary offers online bachelor's and master's degrees in several fields, business to criminal justice, education to healthcare. Finish your degree or begin a new one. The University of Mary knows your life and career experiences are valuable. That's why they offer credit for previous experience. That helps you complete your degree sooner by earning credit for experience you already have. Remember, they'll waive the application fee if you use the promo code SCOTT. You have nothing to lose to try and find out what I have for credit. How quick could I have that degree? Online.umary.edu. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 60-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. At any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My first job, says a listener, combining on the family farm. Yesterday I saw 4 John Deere combines drive by, all with the flag flying on the back, an awesome sight. Makoti, North Dakota, right? So you say it?
I think so, yeah. That's correct, yes.
Another says, first job, radio. Hey, another radio first jobber. I love it. 1450 KGCA in Rugby, North Dakota, at the age of 14.
There you go.
Also flipped burgers at my mom and dad's Dairy Queen. Here's a good first job. Car hop at the A&W in Valley City. 14 years old.
There you go.
14, car
back
hop.
When it was a drive-in.
Tell me that wasn't a great deal. Another restaurant first job, 13 years old, my family's restaurant business, P-E-R-E Booms Cafe in Webster, South Dakota. Per Booms? Per Booms Cafe?
Yeah, something. Down in Webster.
Webster, South Dakota?
Oh.
Took till I was 28 years old to get away from the place.
That's our epicenter for duck hunting in fall coming up.
Here's another one. First job picking potatoes for 10 cents per 50-pound bag.
Wow.
For a farmer, now a business owner of an excavating company, working by myself because I cannot get anyone hired. Yeah, no kidding. That's a story you hear over and over. Carrington, North Dakota. Back in the PetroServe USA, What's on Your Mind radio program, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. And, of course, we're coming to you live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios. September 15th, Thursday, Freedom Matters USA bringing Candace Owens to North Dakota, Bismarck Events Center. Bring a friend. Start a conversation. This could be a change. You know, we'll opt out of the divisiveness of Joe Biden. We'll say, hey, let's bring somebody I might not otherwise bring to an event like this, and let's have a conversation about it. Candace Owens, Thursday, September 15th, Bismarck Events Center. Back with Tom Krabbenhoff, who is a member of the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard. What does the Memorial Honor Guard do?
The Fargo Memorial Honor Guard. We do flag raising at various events, and our primary function is to bestow honors on deceased veterans at the Fargo National Cemetery. And, you know, that's pretty much what we do, and we do it for the families of the veterans. Is our main focus is that the veterans get a dignified burial that the families will impact the families. And that's how I became involved with it, because I seen these volunteers. I've done motorcycle escorts out there for some deceased veterans, and I see the impact that these people have made, the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard, and these families, and it's affected me.
And it's all volunteer.
It's all volunteer. We're all made up with American Legion, the AMVETS, the VFW, Disabled American Veterans, Vietnam Veterans of America, the whole spectrum of veterans. So we're all volunteers. None of us are being paid. Jason Hicks, our commander, has 20-plus years. Marvin Nicolay has been doing it 32 years, so we've been doing this, you know, long before the National Cemetery was even established.
Amazing. How does this get resolved, do you think, Tom?
Well, like I said, we have no issue with the VA. We're very happy with the services that they provide for us.
Your issue is with the bureaucrats.
With the bureaucrats, you know, dictating who, you know, they want to screen our volunteers. And
why don't they just let you raise the money and go out and build this awesome infrastructure? You're well on your way to doing it.
We are, and they haven't, done anything to thwart our fundraising events, but when they, you know, they say we don't recognize your chain of command, and you need to, and I have it in email where the executive director of Fort Snelling says, you need to elect people that fall into our parameters, and that was a directive from this gentleman that runs Fort Snelling, Carl Huth, and he put that in writing. He sent out an email to 53 people. And 19 of those people were not even in the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard, and one of those persons that he sent the email to has been deceased for 2 years. And he sent this email out saying, we don't recognize your chain of command, and you need to do things in our parameters, and your volunteers need to be screened through the VA, which is ridiculous. It's like if there's a disaster, and, the Red Cross shows up, and the FEMA tells the Red Cross, you know, your volunteers are now our volunteers, and we need to screen them.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. Do you feel like you're being heard? You're getting at least some attention to this, that maybe this will be resolved from whether it's our congressional delegation or somebody higher up in the VA? Is there a resolution on the horizon here?
I'm hoping there's a resolution, and we are so grateful to the folks like you and the media and the community, you know, for supporting us on this, because otherwise we would have no voice. We'd be absolutely powerless to do anything. And you know, this is way out of our spectrum. You know, all we want to do is serve the veterans and most importantly, their families. And you know, to get out here and try to fight this, you know, with the VA, it's just not what we're about, and we don't want this. You know, it's like we just want to get out there for the families.
Yeah, trying to do the right thing. How much do you have left to raise?
On the fundraising thing, I try to stay out of that, but I think we're approaching the $1 million mark, and we have commitments to go over that, and then we have other people stepping in to, you know, do things, you know, pro bono for us and everything, and once we get the land, we'll really go gangbusters on that, and it'll really pick up steam once we acquire the land, and that's kind of a big hurdle, too. If we could get all this resolved, you know, I believe the land would fall into place, and everything would fall into place, but we definitely need some help, and the public support is amazing and everything, but it would just be nice if we could just sit down and just get this resolved and I don't know what the thing is if we've done this for so many years, and then all of a sudden, you know, we get the National Cemetery, and now it's like we have to get your volunteers.
Yeah, no, it's odd. A listener says maybe give Congress vault toilets. Maybe that's the answer.
Well, there's a couple of them I'd like to see use them and everything. I just went to 7 state national parks, and then there's none of them I was overly impressed with, I guess.
Good luck. How do folks contact and help?
You can go on our Facebook page, the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard, and there's plenty of links of what we do on there, and pictures and all kinds of things.
Thanks,
that we
Tom.
Have going on. Thank you, Scott.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years, using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.